Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of the show. Second half of the hour, Cam Jordan getting ready for the start of Saints training camp. He was on Sports Talk. We'll play that interview and his conversation with Christian Garrick for you. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Rookie showed up to training camp today. Which rookie are you most excited to watch this season? Is it Eric McCoy? Is it Saquon Hampton, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, somebody else? You cast your vote at WWL.com or the radio.com app. Talked a lot of LSU in hour number one, and of course, SEC Media Days in Hoover wrapping up. LSU front and center earlier in the week, and they're expected to battle with Alabama for conference supremacy, at least in the Western Division this year, in the SEC West. Let's bring on in Mike Scarborough to talk some LSU football with us, publisher and recruiting analyst at TigerBait.com, and you need to be following him, Tiger fans, if you aren't. At Scarborough Mike on Twitter. Mike, how you doing, bud?
Hey, doing good. Good. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, but here we go, Mike. It's like we're just talking with some other guests tonight. The summer goes by usually pretty quickly, but I guess with everything we've been doing this summer and the Pelicans in the news all the time, it's just flown by for me, man.
No, it's been crazy. Of course, we had a thunderstorm last week, but you know, we're 2 weeks away from the start of it. And, you know, of course, we were busy at Tiger Bait all month of June with football camps at LSU and recruiting. And the time has flown. And you know, I what's amazing to me is I keep thinking about this time last summer and the outlook of the fan base for the upcoming LSU football season. And it couldn't be more different. I mean, it's you've got fans, and we were talking about it today as a staff. You know, where are we at in predicting the upcoming season? And it's, you know, do you go safe at 10-2, or do you stick your neck out and go 11-1? And that's kind of where everybody is. Even a lot of media guys I know that cover the beat, the LSU beat, that are a bit on the glass half empty side. I'm not hearing any of those guys even utter 9-3.
It's interesting you lead with expectations here, Mike, because that's what we've been talking about all show long. Expectations for the program, expectations for Joe Burrow. We'll get to Burrow in just a second. It seems like that Texas game is going to set the stage for this entire season. You win that game and you're off to the races, probably undefeated, or maybe one loss to get to Alabama. If not, maybe the picture changes a whole bunch.
Yeah, no, that's I sound like a broken record because every time I talk about the upcoming season, it's all about that Texas game. Yeah, sure, you can lose that game, but then you have no margin for error the rest of the way. You win that game, and you're set up where you still, of course, you know, you almost everybody's going to pencil in a loss at Alabama until LSU breaks through and finally beats them. You're not going to pick that one. So if you beat Texas and you got that one loss at Alabama and you got Auburn, Florida and A&M at home, you don't get an injury bug, and you don't drop one that against a team that you're not supposed to lose to. Of course, you know Florida always gives LSU fits, but still, it's you know you go towards the end of the year, and let's say you are sitting there with one loss to Alabama, and they go to the SEC championship game. You know you're still talking about LSU as a high possibility of being a playoff team without going to Atlanta. And I mean, LSU was mathematically not out of it before the 7 overtime loss to Texas A&M at last year. So I think that's why you know, we saw what about a month or so ago that LSU was a 38% chance of being a playoff team.
And yeah.
That's a high number.
Yeah, I'm with you here, and I'm with that number because they're just so talented across the roster, and especially on the defensive side. And we've had Mike Dettelier on the program quite a bit over the summer, Mike, and he firmly believes that this is the most talented group that he's seen since that 07 championship squad, especially defensively. Would you agree?
There's no doubt. Best team since 11, which, and I think that 11 team is the best LSU football team in my lifetime. So, despite the laying the egg in the championship game, what they did. That's, had LSU won that championship game, they would have been one of the greatest college football teams of all time, that particular team. But, the weakest link on the football team is the offensive line. But the rest of the groups, you look at the linebacker core, despite losing Devin White, that's going to be a solid group. Kalavon Chase on back. What that gives you is an edge rusher. You've got a healthy defensive line with some more depth. You got Apu Ika coming in. You got a slim down Tyler Shelvin to go along with Lawrence and the rest. So you got your DBs and a bright, great freshman in Stingley. And so the offensive line, to me, is the biggest question mark. And now you're going to a offense with more RPO and get rid of the ball and in a quick fashion, fast pace, which I think will help that offensive line come together as a group and find their way. So I think that's the whole reason for the excitement. And then outside of the excitement for the upcoming season is what they're doing in recruiting, and it's just been a barrage of positive news for Ed Orgeron. You know, like I said, going back to this time last year, it's, you know, are they going to be 7-5, 8-4, end up winning 10 games this time last year? You know, is Ed Orgeron on the hot seat? Would they possibly pull the trigger on him at the end of the year? And now look at it. It's win 10 games, win the Fiesta Bowl, a top flight recruiting class. Joe Brady joins the staff, and high expectations, and everybody can't wait for the season to get here. This time last year, we had a hard time on our message boards getting anybody excited about the season. It's a total 180.
Yeah, what a difference 12 months makes. We're talking to Mike Scarborough, publisher and recruiting analyst at TigerBait.com. And that offensive line you mentioned, they're going to be protecting Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow a lot. You like Joe Burrow. I think everybody likes Joe Burrow. I haven't heard a bad word come out of anybody's mouth here locally about Joe Burrow. But, Mike, I'm starting to get concerned, and I wrote about this tonight at WWL.com, about these sky-high expectations around Joe Burrow. People saying he's going to be elite. He's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in college football. He could even be a Heisman Trophy candidate. That kind of expectations, unrealistic expectations, Mike, scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look. Anytime you're a team that's in the playoff hunt, you're going to have a lot of your guys be on watch lists. To the victor goes the spoils. You're going to have more of your guys on all SEC first and second teams at the end of the year. But there's no doubt Joe Burrow. I mean, everybody's seen the pictures on Twitter, the extra work that he's done in the strength and conditioning program to be in better shape. But look, a lot of this can go right out the window. What happens if he gets nicked up and needs to miss two or three games? We still are in the same position as we were last year, not knowing – well, we didn't know how good Burrow was going to be this time last year. But we're still in the same situation where we definitely don't know what you've got for a number two guy if he's got to end up giving you any significant amount of playing time due to injury. So, you know, we still don't know about, what Miles Brennan is going to be. Obviously, he's up to 207. Bigger, stronger, got a great arm, and I think all those quarterbacks are chomping at the bit to show what this new offense can do. But the expectations for Burrow, you got some really good quarterbacks in the league, and I fully expect him to be in the upper third of the SEC quarterbacks. But can he get his completion percentage up to a better number than it was last year? Because you knew he was a gamer. You knew he was a leader. If anybody knocked him last year, it was on completion percentage. But I think a lot of that was due to the poor route trees, receivers dropping balls, the offense not being where it needed to be, max protect on the offensive line. I think it's going to be a whole different animal this year. I think he's going to be much more successful.
Mike, you mentioned the recruiting news and the good news for the Tigers over the summer. What is the latest on the recruiting trail for LSU?
Well, you know, look, it's you got one of the top three recruiting classes in the country. 20 commitments. I think it'll be 21, 22, possibly even 23 before the season starts out, first game of the season. Jaquelin Royal will be next week. There could be one or two surrounding him. So you could have two or three more commitments, I think, in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So, but I think that the main focus with how great it is offensive line. They need two or three more legit offensive linemen in this class, whether it's Marcus Dumervil from Florida, Cedric Van Pran from right there at Warren Easton, who I just put a story up on Tiger Bait tonight. LSU's looking a little bit better with him lately. And, of course, he can play center or guard. And then maybe one more offensive lineman. They need a tight end. They need a running back. Of course, Dequellen Roy, who I mentioned from U-High. You got Jacoby and Guillory out at Ash still out there. Coy Moore from right there in New Orleans, wide receiver, I think will be a part of the class. So you add all those guys to what's already committed, and this is absolutely a class that can compete for the top-ranked recruiting class in the country. And even if it's not, and if it finishes second or third, I think it's going to be one of the top with those guys I named. If those guys fall on the line, it'll be one of the top two or three classes for LSU football this century.
And you can follow along at TigerBait.com and also on Twitter at Scarborough Mike. He's Mike Scarborough, friend of the show. Mike, enjoyed talking to you again. I know we'll do it a lot more this fall. Thanks so much.
Hey, anytime. Give me a holler. I'm ready to go.
All right. We will do. And, yeah, it's the opener. Boy, a month away? It's incredible. I mean, it really is. It's absolutely incredible. Thanks to Mike for joining us here tonight. And it is football season. I mean, it really is football season, considering that the Saints rookies just reported for training camp. It blows my mind. It does. It goes so fast. Here we go. And this is going to go by like that. It is. We're going to be talking about playoffs, both college and pro style, before you know it. 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. We'll talk a little more Joe Burrow when we come back on The Last Lap. There's a text from the 985. Question for perhaps another night. Will LSU, Saints, and Tulane all win at least 10 games this season? If that happens, it would be a first for the city. Buddy D would be spinning in his grave if it occurred. Well, could. I think Tulane's going to be the one that's holding that up a little bit. I'd love what Willie Fritz is doing there. I think they make a bowl game again, but 10 wins for Tulane, that's going to be a lot. For LSU, if it's 10 wins plus, maybe a playoff appearance or fringe playoff appearance, it's going to be due to the Joe Burrow's play. And let's just be honest. I don't think he's a Heisman Trophy contender, but I do think he's going to be a darn good quarterback this year. And also a lot of Joe Brady influence into that offense. A little RPO, a little more spread, making it a little more modern. We've talked so much about it. If you missed it earlier this week, here's Joe Burrow, SEC Media Days, talking about Joe Brady's influence. And that's what the hope is. That's what the hope is. But just caution everybody. We've heard this so much. We've heard it with Matt Canada. We heard it with Cam Cameron. We heard it a little bit with Steve Ensminger, at least coming out of Coach O's mouth, although a lot of the LSU fan base didn't believe that. So until it actually happens, until we see it, I'm a little hesitant to say, oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Joe Burrow's going to be better than he was last year. Look, he was efficient. I know he was not spectacular, but he was solid last year. One of the areas where he needs to improve is his accuracy. We've talked about it all night. Even Mike Scarborough last segment mentioned that. He was a 57% passer. You got to be better than that in college football. You just do. Got to get that rating up from 133. Here's Burrow on his accuracy. Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think arm strength is the most overrated aspect of a quarterback. I think it's important, but I also think it's overrated. I think that accuracy is the least valued and maybe undervalued aspect of a quarterback. Burrow knows he has to up that accuracy percentage. Just does. Let's go to the phone lines. Our friendly LSU antagonist, Joe in Mandeville, wants to talk about Joe Burrow. Joe, what's going on?
All right, so you're telling me that he's not going to be this wonderkin of a quarterback, but you're still picking him to win 11 games and go to the playoffs? Something doesn't jive.
Well, I don't know I'm doing that, Joe.
You're telling me the defense is going to carry this team all the way to the playoffs, regardless of how they score. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Okay. Well, how are they going to get to 11 wins is my question.
Yeah, well, if they get to 11 wins. Yeah, I have an answer. Let me answer. I'll let you. But you're asking me, how are they going to get to 11 wins? Yeah, if they get to 11 wins, the defense has to be the best unit in the country, because I don't think Joe Burrow is a Heisman Trophy candidate. So this is going to be a defense that's going to have to allow, I don't know, 13, 14 points a game in SEC play. And the offense, which I think is going to be better, it's going to have to be efficient. But, yeah, I mean, if they win 11 games, and I probably am not going to pick them to win 11 games, I'm probably going to be a 10-2 in the regular season, But if it's 11 wins and if it's a playoff berth, this defense is going to have to be the best unit in the country.
Let's talk about this vaunted defense. You got Chase on coming off of a knee injury, and he's going to be game ready for the Texas game?
Sounds like it.
Probably. I don't think so. It's a big boy. Big boys don't recover from knee injuries that quick. So he's not going to be the Chase on from last year. So you got Delpit, okay? He's not a top five pick. Let's make that perfectly clear. He will not be a top five pick in the NFL, I guarantee you. He's nothing more than another greedy William. Y'all talked about him being a top 10 pick, and he fell out of the first round.
Well, I didn't talk about greedy Williams. You can't say, you always say y'all, and you throw me in with them. I mean, name names if you're going to do that. Thanks for the call, Joe. We're up against a hard break. I do think Grant Delpit is a first-round kind of guy. A slew of texts coming in, clapping back at Joe in Mandeville on the text line. Loves to antagonize the LSU crowd. I'll tell you this, Joe will be heard from every single day if Texas wins that LSU game. I would imagine Joe will disappear for quite a while if LSU wins that football game, but we will see. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, not about LSU, it's about the Saints. Saints rookies reported to camp today. Are you most excited to watch which rookie? That's the question, WWL.com, radio.com app. Right now, most of you saying Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the safety. I'm going to say Alize Mack, the tight end. Eric McCoy, from a training camp perspective, I'm not really excited to watch line play. I'm just not. I'm sorry, Zach Streif and Steve Corton, everybody. I'm just not. Earlier today, somebody who plays on the defensive line was on Sports Talk, the All-Pro, Cam Jordan. He spoke with our Christian Garrick on Sports Talk. Here is that interview. That was Cam Jordan earlier today on Sports Talk. A little phone difficulties there, but hey, still a good interview nevertheless. And Cam and his veteran counterparts will report to Saints training camp next Thursday. We'll all be out there too in the heat. Hey, if you didn't see it yet, the Saints have this new cover and misters out there for everybody who is going to be showing up for Saints training camp. We'll tell you about those dates and how you can get tickets when we come back. Yeah, training camp has started. Also, Sports Libs coming up. Seth Dunlap, Logan Falgood, the last lap continues on WWL. I see the Tommy Boy repeat on the TV again. Love that. Welcome back to the show. We'll get to Sports Libs in just a second. But if you missed it earlier today, we let you know how you can get your tickets to Saints training camp. Registration for tickets to the Saints 12 open training camp practices. It actually started earlier today. The first session you can get into is on July 26th at 8:50 a.m. And you can actually head to our website, WWL.com. We've got a story. Just go to the Saints tab there. Amos Morrell III, he wrote a story about it on how you can get your tickets. And also, we got the big one at Yulman Stadium. They've done that every single year. That's Sunday, August 4th. That is preceded August 4th by the Black and Gold Fan Fest presented by Hancock Whitney from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The big news was, at least in my mind, that this year, well, the fan area is going to be covered, so you'll be protected from the sun, and you're going to have a mister out there. Are you kidding me? Come on. I don't know. We're not going to have that. Everybody on our side, the media side, watching that, so you fans will be feeling a little better out there at Saints training camp than we will. You can find that story at WWL.com. Also, they will say more merchandising and concession opportunities this year, and practices will be followed always, at least for the open ones for you, the fans, by an autograph session with the players. That's pretty cool. Check that out. All right, Logan, let's bring you in behind the glass. It's time to play our favorite game every single night. It's a little Sports Libs. It's like Mad Libs. We play this. Logan has some statements, some questions. He's got a blank. We got to fill it in. We try to be witty sometimes, but sometimes you're better at being witty than me, audience. You text us at 870-870. You can play along with us here. Logan, what you got tonight?
Well, I got our standard five and a one question, you know, not necessarily a fill-in blank, put in there.
I like it.
Leading off, though, we have, now that we're in training camp, the Saints preseason is looking blank.
Hot. Hot, muggy, humid. You know, I've been very open and honest. I like the excitement of the football season approaching, right? I love NFL football. But I don't like training camp. I'm not as nitty as some of the football nerds out there that like to watch every single snap and every single push and shove between a couple of offensive linemen who are never going to make the roster. That's not me, admittedly. Okay. And when I'm out there and I'm sweltering in the 100-degree heat and the humidity, I'd say it's not really for me. It's fine. But like I just said, now we got misters and you're covered out there. Maybe we'll be able to sneak over there if we go early into some of the ones the fans aren't allowed to show up in. So I'm just going to say hot and sweaty, man. That's, and when I think of Saints training camp, that's all I think about. I think of hot and sweaty and kind of yucky out there. That's just me. But like I said, it's going to be better for the fans. Much better fan experience now with the covered shade and the misters for you.
All right. Next one up here, we have LSU football is going to be blank this year.
LSU football is going to be, I almost want to say divisive this year, because I just have a feeling that things are not going to go exactly to script. I think the script is what, 10-2? You lose a game somewhere, and you also lose to Alabama, and you're going to a New Year's Six Bowl. Now, I say divisive because I don't think that's what's going to happen. I either think it's going to be an 11-1, 12-1, maybe they make the SEC championship game and get to the college football playoff, or things could go a little haywire, 8-9 wins, and you're talking about Coach O back on the hot seat. So I just, there's going to be a divisive set of possibilities here. So I'm going to say divisive.
All right. Next one up here, we have, as to not overhype Joe Burrow, what else should LSU fans be looking at this season?
Offensive line. If the offensive line is better and much better than it was last year, that's going to give Joe Burrow more time to throw the football. It's also going to open up more running lanes for a backfield that is much more loaded than they have been, probably since Darius Geis and Leonard Fournette were patrolling that position for LSU. So I'm just going to say offensive line, it really is. The defense is going to be what it is. It's going to be one of the best units in the country, if not the best unit in the country, but it does come down in my mind to that offensive line play. If they are solid, they don't have to be great. If they're solid, they're going to give LSU a chance to do some special things offensively.
All right, next one up here, we have LSU basketball is going to need blank the most this season.
Some fortune from the Rice Commission and some fortune from the NCAA, because these notices of allegations, they've started to go out. Now, we're not going to hear about all of them. The allegations, this goes back to the corruption trial in college basketball. NC State, it leaked that they were given a notification of violation. Nothing is leaked. Any other programs, we do know at least six programs are notified and more to come. So they're going to need some fortune and favor here that they're not on the initial list and they're not on any of the lists to follow this up. I have a sneaking feeling, a sneaky suspicion, they are going to be on one of these lists. So maybe some fortune there that doesn't happen and I'm wrong.
All right, next one up here, we have Zion being with the Pelicans. Blank is the other team to be watching this season.
You're talking NBA team?
Yes.
It's just got to be LA. I know that's cliche. You just got to watch this battle between the Clippers and the Lakers. It's going to be nauseating to everybody here, because you're going to hear and see nothing but Anthony Davis and LeBron James all season long. We're going to be absolutely over it. But let's be honest, that's the battle you want to watch. I will say, though, I am starting to lean towards a surprise pick here. I might even go play some money on this. The Golden State Warriors getting back to the finals again. I don't know how everybody is looking past this squad that's still going to have Steph Curry, still going to have Draymond Green. Now I got D'Angelo Russell. Klay Thompson will be back in February, March, or April. He'll be back for the playoffs next year. I don't know how you're looking past Golden State, and frankly, I think you're getting very good odds on them. I'd love to talk to Ralph Michaels about that, but I would say the LA teams, but me, yeah, maybe have a little side bet here on Golden State getting back to their sixth consecutive NBA Finals. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, everybody, but Shaq, there was an old video that circulated around early 2000s when the Lakers had made the Finals in 4 out of 5 years. He said never will happen again. He will kiss the feet of any coach who gets his team back to 4 finals in 5 years. Well, Steve Kerr saw that video, retweeted it. So, Shaq, you gonna pucker up for Steve Kerr's feet? I don't know. If you're man of your word, you will be. I got one more.
No, that's it.
Okay, that's it.
Yep.
Let's see here. Logan, one for you. Tommy Boy is blank.
A classic.
Oh, yeah, I like that. There you go. It is a classic. No doubt about it. We'll be back wrapping up the show. Moment it's in from Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods next. We had a texter from the 985 playing along with Sports Libs saying the team to watch is going to be the Lakers. Training camp going to be dull again. Yeah. Training camp not always dull. Sometimes can be. I hope it is dull, because if it's not dull, A lot of times that means you're talking about injuries and other unfortunate circumstances. But Saints rookies, they have reported to training camp. We've got a lot of Saints stories on our website at WWL.com. They made two moves today. They put a player on the do not report list, which was interesting, defensive end Carl Granderson. And also Emmanuel Butler they put on the non-football injury list. But rookies are in next week, next Thursday. It'll be veterans in. My blog online at WWL.com tonight, my column on Joe Burrow, expecting him to be elite, I think is unfair. We talked a lot about that tonight. You can find my written version. I expand on that a little bit, WWL.com. You can also find it on the radio.com app. Final look at our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Which Saints rookie are you most excited to watch this season? 6% agreeing with me. That's it. Saying Alize Mack. 47% say Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. About 24% are saying Eric McCoy. Thanks to everybody who voted on that poll. Remember, tomorrow, no last lap. That is because I will be on Sports Talk. Christian is off, so it is myself. And also Scott Alexander going to co-host from 4 to 8 p.m. We're going to be going over some of the most overhyped and ridiculous storylines in the NFL and also for the Saints. We're going to come up with a list, and there are a lot of them. There are so many of them every single year, especially this year. We're going to have that for you, plus expectations for the Saints, LSU, Pelicans, Tulane, and maybe even Nichols, who was a unanimous choice to win their conference this season. That'll be on the docket tomorrow, Sports Talk, 4 to 8 p.m. right here on WWL. Bobby Aver will even check in with us, even though he's on vacation for about 10 minutes. Thanks to everybody who joined the program tonight. Thanks to Logan Falgu behind the glass, Diane Newman, our program director, Todd Manessis, our assistant program director, and Helen Santani, our producer during the day. Also, thanks to Tim Zimmer for booking the show. Our guests, Steve Court, Chris Trapasso, Andrew Lopez, and Scott Alexander. If you missed any of the show, check the podcast, WWL.com, radio.com app, or Apple Podcast. I'm Seth Dunlap. Let's keep the conversation going, folks, on Twitter. Give me a follow, at Seth Dunlap. We talk all day long. And as always, I leave you with our moment of Zen, handing it off to Beyond Reality Radio, courtesy of Westwood One. Yeah, not good days over in North Ireland for Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Here they are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.